the Amazons play for Scythia FC in modern-day Ukraine and travel through Russia, Libya, and Ethiopia. Men only serve as mates or soldiers. The return of their multiple personalities would freeze the sensual delight and take hold of the advantage of speech over silence. Hence, it's a necessary hallucinatory madness that merges them into a single image close to that found in the 1941 comic book Wonder Woman. By William Moulton Marston, ZGV shimmers through the cloud. The transgressions are multiplied across the horizons. The Raphogs are waiting, she explained quietly, whilst preparing a feast for the army of top killer babes with curves in all the right places. Within each and all dwelt the boundless violence of the vengeful. A feast. The feast is the traditional pastime between quests and battles, she explained. CGV carefully takes her time to chop the vegetables and herbs for the brochette and the salad. She pays close attention to the simmering pot of pumpkin soup, making sure it's cooked to perfection. Come girls, let's feast before we do battle, she said. She knows that this is all epic and the food's obligatory to the form. She's decided to dress for the occasion. She begins by slipping on black lace and satin panties, feeling the silky smooth texture against her skin. She adjusts the fit to make sure they sit comfortably and accentuate her curves. Next, she fastens the black satin garter belt around her waist, admiring the delicate lace detailing. She attaches the sheer black stockings to the garter belt, enjoying the feeling of the lace tops against her thighs. She then puts on the push-up bra with underwire cups made of black lace and satin, feeling the support and lift it provides, and the muffled warnings of daydreaming taboos. She adjusts the straps and admires the intricate lace pattern against her skin, as if the intricate urges of death are to be in some far-off derangement overcome. Finally, she slips on the lamp, throwing black silk robe with lace trim, feeling the smoothing but luxurious texture against her skin. She ties the belt around her waist and admires herself in the mirror, feeling confident, empowered, and seductive, irrevocably overturning the structures of the ordinary life. The Amazons appreciated the transgressive dangers of her wild body and its limitless seductions. Of course, they responded eagerly, but explained that they wanted to change into more relaxing clothing too. Sure not, CGV. She knew that the clothes of heroes were always an important aspect of epic form, serving as symbols of status, power, and identity for characters and cultures within the narrative. CGV smiled to Amazons. The Amazons change for a feast.